US President Donald Trump has once again attacked the FBI, saying the organisation is in tatters. He levelled the blast at the crime-fighting agency before going on to deliver a speech to graduating law enforcement officers, promising to be their loyal champion. It's the president's latest attack on the FBI as it conducts a probe into Russian election meddling and whether his election campaign team was involved in collusion. He's also refused to rule out the possibility he could provide a presidential pardon to his former national security adviser, who was found to have lied to the FBI. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
As he boarded Marine One to speak to graduating law enforcement officers at the FBI National Academy at Quantico, Virginia, the president once again lashed out at the agency that's investigating whether his campaign team colluded with Russia.
Well, it's a shame what's happened with the FBI, but we're going to rebuild the FBI. It'll be bigger and better than ever.
The president is deeply critical of the FBI over its handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation last year and its current probe into Russian election meddling. However, having already sacked its director, James Comey, his ongoing attacks on the organisation while it investigates his own campaign team are attracting conflict of interest concerns, along with this comment that he hasn't yet decided whether to pardon his former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who's admitted lying to FBI investigators while being interviewed as part of the Russia probe.
About Michael Flynn, would you consider a pardon for Michael Flynn? I don't want to talk about pardons for Michael Flynn yet. We'll see what happens. Let's see. I can say this. When you look at what's gone on with the FBI and with the Justice Department, people are very, very angry.
The president's lawyer says no pardon is being considered.
After a 46-year hiatus, it is a great honor to welcome a president back to the National Academy.
Donald Trump went on to address graduating law enforcement officers at Quantico.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our nation's highest law enforcement official, the President of the United States.
But these were police, not FBI agents, and they have the support of the otherwise pro-law enforcement president. In that sense, his rancor towards the FBI stands out.
I want you to know that with me as your president, America's police will have a true friend and loyal champion in the White House, more loyal than anyone else can be, I tell you. So when you return home to your local precincts, I want you to deliver a message to your fellow officers. The President of the United States has your back 100%. I will fight for you, and I will never, ever let you down, ever.
Donald Trump is also set to deliver the first national security strategy update since he's been president on Monday. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for Saturday AM.